This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Those look nice, though.
They are. They were my Christmas gift, even though we said we weren't doing any gifts. So he got me these, and I made him a gift. Like a five-year-old.
like day
we weren't
going
to spend any money.
Like, after you got the gift?
No. Like, we've been traveling so much this year that we kind of, like, ahead of time, we're like, let's not spend any money on Christmas gifts. We're going to Rome right before Christmas. Like, let's just spend the money on, like, a nice dinner in Rome. We're spending money, you know, traveling. Let's not do Christmas gifts this year. And we're like, okay, great. And then right before we're about to leave for Rome, he's like, I have your Christmas gift. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we're not doing any gifts. And he was like, no, like, I wanted, you know, I know. He's like, I know that rule. Like, that still means I have to give you a gift. And I'm like,
good job, okay, Richie.
Good job. But also was not expecting that at all. And so he got me the iPod. What am I? iPod? No, not iPod. Air Maxes.
It's 2007.
Am I a millennial?
And
no, literally. What are these called? The Air Maxes, the Apple earphones, the ones that, like, the big one, the headphones that go over your ears, because he knows I use them for the podcast. And I also just, like, I have these Sony ones, but Archie, like, got to my earphones and I was, like, devastated.
Oh,
so he got
no.
me these. And then I was like, oh, great. Like, I wasn't planning on getting you anything. But then I did end up, like, making him, like, a homemade gift. Like, literally, like, I'm in third
grade.
Like a
coupon
card?
So
I was like,
like, for your free snugs?
A little bit better than that. I was like, literally, like, here's your coupon. No, it was cute. I drew him, like, I made this, I don't even know how to explain it. I drew this, like, design with, like, nine different icons of, like, things that have been, like, really meaningful to us this past year. So one of the icons I drew, like, the drinks that we had on our first date. And then I have a little picture of, like, our favorite hotel and then our favorite cookie that we eat with espresso every morning. And, like, just, like, little, like, meaningful things. And I drew them up and I put them in a frame. And it was, like, very thoughtful and cute and didn't cost me any money. But I was like, sorry, like, I'm not spending any money. Here's your gift. But he liked it. He loved it. So it's okay.
I think you did great. And I think Richie's probably like, oh, my sweet Jacqueline.
Yeah, it's sweet. Something fun that we've been doing when we travel is we've been collecting an espresso cup everywhere we go. So like, right now we have, like, a ton of espresso cups from, like, all over the place. So it's fun. Like, in the morning, we're like, surprise each other with, like, which one are you going to get? And so I'm like, this morning I have my, let me grab it. I have my Mykonos coffee cup this morning.
Oh, it's so cute.
So I'm like, yeah, so it's fun. It's like a fun little tradition. So, like, when we travel places, we're like, all right, mission, get the espresso cup. And now we, like, have, like, all these stipulations about the espresso cups now. We're like, well, no, we need, like, this one doesn't match the rest of the aesthetic. Like, that's how I am. I'm like, no, we need one that matches the aesthetic. And so, yeah, it's good. I'm happy. I'm grateful. It's been really nice. But how have you been doing? I know sometimes it's so hard. I feel like literally we've only ever been in a relationship at the same time for like,
like
3 months,
and
then we've been single together for like a few months.
Year?
I actually don't know if we've ever even been. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. Then, and that was a fun year. That was a fun year.
Really fun year. Yeah. I mean, you'd spent a good chunk, at least a quarter of it, in Europe, but it was a fun year.
True. That's why I forgot. I was like, wait.
I know. I was thinking about that. I'm like, how long have we been friends? And it's like, we've been friends since like late 2020, 2021.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, it feels like it's been a lifetime because so much has happened.
Well, that and you're like a sister to me. So, and we fight like sisters sometimes too.
We do.
I love.
We fight like sisters. I know. We literally do. That's the level that we're at, I'm actually only like that with like one other of my friends. Yeah. Like, you know, you're on sister level when you just like have a stupid argument and then you hug it out and then you're like, okay, fine.
Like when we hugged in the Aegean Sea or the Mediterranean after.
That was the most special ever, though. I've been thinking about that trip so much, our trip to Mallorca.
Me too. I feel like I keep looking back at a lot of the photos, and I was really reminiscing on it a lot at the beginning of the new year, because that was such like pivotal like point of growth, I feel like, and that really helped kind of snapping me out of that like post-relationship like depression. But it was just so beautiful. I think about that place and I'm like, I've never been anywhere like it. I've never seen anywhere like it. If I'm going to have like a house abroad, I'm going to make it in Mallorca, like in a heartbeat. Yeah.
That place was so good for our souls. Like, it just, the mountains and the nature, but then you look to the left and then there's the sea. It just so magical.
I know. So I think magical. About when we were just floating in the water. Like at sunset, and we're just like, I don't even care. Like, we just felt so connected to literally everything. We felt like mermaids.
That was easily my favorite memory of 2023, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that will stand out into my brain forever for that year.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I'm trying to hang on to right now is, oh, we were chatting about this a little bit before we started recording, but like, my mental health is like mental-ing this weekend. And I don't know if it's like the gray and the snow, like we just got this big snowstorm, or like, you know, you hear snippets of like your ex and you're trying to ignore like what they're doing. And because that's a whole other like triggering mess. And I don't know. I've been like fielding a lot of anger lately, Jack. And you know me, like I'm not an angry person. And my therapist.
Yeah, it's not you.
No, but like my therapist is like, Danielle, like, quit being so hard on yourself for having normal human emotion. Like, you are not a robot. You do not need to be perfect all the time. And it's like, ugh, it just feels so icky. And I was thinking back to that time you were telling me, you're like, I just, like, yoga is not helping me. Like, I cannot relax, like, post-divorce. You're like, this is not making me feel good right now. Like, I'm like angry. I've got this like anxiety, this like nervous energy. And yesterday it was like a snowstorm. So I went, I stood out on my porch. I was like, well, maybe like, you know, part of the things that list of like helpful exercises that my therapist gave me was like, you know, splash some cold water on your face or like do like a cold freeze, you know, something. I was like, well, it's snowing outside. I'm going to go stand out on my deck and like breathe in. And like that helped a little bit. But it like wasn't like a cold enough shock. Like I probably would have had to go stand out there in my bikini. And I think my neighbors would have been like, what is wrong with this woman? But then I just like put on some music. I just like danced it out. And like, it felt a lot better. But yeah, I don't know. And like this morning too, I'm just exhausted. I'm just tired. I'm like emotionally fatigued.
It kind of like makes sense because you, I think a few weeks ago, like, not even a few weeks ago. I mean, that's how grief, it's how life is. It's like you literally could be riding a high one week and feeling like you're indestructible and like you can take on anything. And then a week later, just the complete opposite. Like,
right.
You can't even get out of bed. You're so, you know, angry, anxious, depressed. Like that's how life goes after, like when, you know, after a major change, when you're experiencing any sort of grief. So first of all, like, just know that that's so, you know, that is so normal. I know if I was telling you this, you would tell me, Jack, like you are allowed to feel like that. That is so normal. I'd be worried if you didn't still have these like weeks where you were, you know, in your feels or like, what did you say? My mental health is
mentaling.
So it's so
there's no normal. True statement. I think that needs to be put on a sweatshirt.
I love it.
I think that's a Mariah Healers slogan.
I absolutely love it. That might be new collection. But overall, like, I love that. Like, you're doing things already that, you know, to kind of like get yourself back to a more like balanced place. But like, I think you should lean into the you're exhausted and like maybe you just need some rest. People don't give themselves enough credit that like when you go through something emotional like that, like something that's emotionally exhausting, like your physical body needs to rest.
It really does. And I feel like I've done so much work and healing to get back to like a safe place. But like that means your body's like, oh, I can rest now. I'm healing. Like I can, it's safe to rest now. And so I think that's contributing a lot to it as well, because while I do in like so many aspects feel so much better, it's just like, you're right. It's part of grief. Like anger is such a huge part of the grieving process. And I'm definitely feeling a lot of that. Maybe today it's that like I'm angry. I'm, you know, was moved up here like under completely false pretenses. And I don't have like my best friends in Nashville. I'm not like, I'm not close to you. I'm not close to Keaton. I'm not close to Kaylee. Like I can't seek out the comfort from the people that like know me the best. I mean, like, thank God for Danny. And like, I really have to force her and be like, let me just come over and hold the baby while you take a break. I might force her into that this weekend. That's a good idea. I get a little baby therapy.
But that's so real. Like, you don't have your support system. Like, that's I can't even imagine. I really cannot imagine.
And that's not saying like I've made some really wonderful friends here, but they're like new friends. You know, it's not, I was in Nashville for 12 years. Like those people, the places I would go to, I don't know. I'm really glad. I'm like, I'm actually going back to Nashville to visit some friends in February. And like, I can't wait.
Amazing.
I can't wait. I'm staying with Keaton.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have like Castle and Noble, which are her two sons, like snuggling with me in the morning, which I can't wait. I miss them so much. I've got like my reservations made. I've got like my friend hangs all lined up and nobody seems to have a show while I'm down there, which bums me out because I miss the music so much, but I'm just going to soak in everything. Yeah.
I feel so much for you. I feel angry for you right now, just because you are a lot of things, but you are not angry. Like, you are not an angry person. It takes a lot of that to come out of you. So I'm just proud of you that you have so much self-awareness and you're doing all the right things to kind of get yourself in a good place, planning some trips, you know? Yeah. And I think that, again, like, that's normal. You know, it's the middle of the winter. It's normal to also just kind of feel like you're in a little bit of a funk.
Yeah.
And just leaning into those things to like hold space for yourself and take care of yourself.
Thanks, Jack. I think we need like a Turks and Caicos or like St. Lucia. Like, we need like a little island girls.
We need somewhere warm. We need somewhere warm. Yeah. Like soon.
Yeah. We'll get Dr. Bilardo. She's totally down.
Somewhere soon. Maybe in March. Maybe in March would be a good time.
Yeah, because you'll be on spring break.
I have a spring break.
Okay.
And twin sister is due in early, I think she's going to deliver in early February. So I'm just kind of like crossing February off. February's off the travel calendar for me because I'm going to be a plain hot rich auntie. So that's going to be what I'm doing. Not helping with the baby. Just being the hot, rich auntie. That's what I'm
just
doing.
Just like dropping off daily cute onesies and outfits.
Yes, literally. Yeah. And like gold jewelry for the baby. And like, just like.
It gets its first Italian like gold necklace from Auntie Jen.
Hi, guys. I'm about to get on a flight to Paris, but I'll bring you back some macarons. But no, yeah. So I'm going to be in Chicago probably for the month of February. But oh my gosh, please, let's go somewhere. I think we need something to look forward to, something to snap you out of this little funk.
Yes, I could not agree more. And speaking of Nicole, I feel my NICU brain, like she posted the other day, she's like 36 weeks. And
yeah,
I feel like I have to stop myself from commenting certain like NICU things where I'm like, oh, if you go into labor now, you're totally good. It will stay in like, it like probably won't even go to the NICU.
Like, your baby's fine. Like, you can just deliver it.
Like, it's going to be totally fine. Like, if you want it out now, you could. Like, it'll be healthy. Start having sex, do some nipple stimulation, you know, like this, like...
all the dates. I think it's the dates that'll put you into labor or whatever. We actually have a few bets going on. So if you want to jump into the bet, her actual due date is February 16th.
Oh, she's going to be a Valentine baby.
So you're going to think the 14th. Me and my mom both are, I think we're both the 9th. My friend Marissa has guessed the 8th. So she's going even a little bit earlier. Okay. My dad is like guessing like February 1st. And she's like, hell no, I don't want to deliver that early. Like I'm working that day or something. So if you want to join the poll.
Okay, I will definitely join. I feel kind of like 12th or 14th. It'll be like somewhere in there.
Okay.
Or she'll go to like the 18th, which I really hope not. We don't,
We don't want that. No. We don't want that. So Dee, what else?
Don't get scared.
What else is going on in your life? It's been a while since we've caught up. So what else is going on?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've been trying to like get out more and explore Cleveland, which is hard to do when there's like all this snow. Like I'm not used to it yet. And I mean, like driving in it, totally fine. I feel like I picked that back up. Work's been going so good. I cannot express how much I love my job. I love bringing my patients back. I love them sitting there and being like, okay, I feel so much better about doing this because you've put me at so much ease. And like, I feel like I trust you. And being able to develop that like rapport with my patients just means so much to me. And I've sent you like some of my recent work and stuff too. And it's just been so, it's just fun. It's a really fun field. And I feel just so grateful that I get to do what I do. But I feel like I've seen my work progress so much from an artistic level, which I think is really, really important in aesthetics. Like you have to, it's a Libra in me. You have to be very balanced. I feel like I'm very balanced with my scientific brain, but also like my artistic brain. And so it's fun. I've been having a lot of fun with that. The girls at work are just so wonderful still and are like, all right, well, we've got this new movie coming out. Ooh, there's this new restaurant. Let's go try this. And, you know, just finding like fun things to do. You know, D takes Clee. Yeah, I'm making Cleveland mine.
That's wonderful. And it is, I mean, like in Chicago, it's like shitty here too. Like it's been
we're the same.
0 degrees. It's been 0 degrees for like 10 days straight. It's been cold.
Plus the wind chill. We're both on the lake.
Like it's to the point where like we're not even really allowed to walk our dogs for like more than 5-10 minutes. Like it's very bad. And it's like you don't even want to leave your house.
No. And so, then I think about, I've been thinking about this a lot with pets, which is a totally random tangent. But what do you put on Archie's feet? Because there's salt on the sidewalks. Like they're like, oh, well, we put this like balm on their paws or we put boots on their paws. And I'm like, isn't balm going to make them slippery? Like, and then everyone's like, no, you have to like rinse their paws off afterwards because of like salt being, I mean, like, ooh.
Yeah. Because we're in the city, there's so much salt around. So yeah, we've been doing the little booties, which surprisingly, he doesn't really mind. Like, I think it's because I dressed him up so much when he was a puppy. It's like, dressed him up as a puppy. So he's like, okay, just here we go again.
Oh my God.
Whatever the fuck this thing is.
So did he ever do that booties, funny walk the dogs do with the booties? Does he do the funny walk?
I don't know if I've seen the funny walk. Probably. I mean, he actually is very, he like can stand up on his like two back legs. It's honestly hilarious. But yeah, we've been doing the booties, but it's been rigid outside and it's just like, you don't want to do anything. So very normal stuff. So nothing too crazy on my end, except my grandma got really sick last week. She's 95 years old. If you haven't listened to the pod before, or I have talked on it here a few times, but I have a really unique living situation. I live in a multi-generational home. It's like a 3-level city flat that my great grandparents bought when they moved from Italy 100 years ago. And anyway, I grew up in this building. It's where my grandmother, my 95-year-old grandmother, still lives. And my dad is one of her primary caretakers. We have an Italian-speaking woman who is another one of her caretakers. And then my sister and I and my brother-in-law all help out to take care of my 95-year-old grandma, Nainona. And so I was at work the other day and my dad is texting me like, Nana is not okay. Like, something's going on and she's totally out of it. Like, she woke up drenched in sweat. She's freaking me out. She's freaking me out. And I'm like, my dad's not in medicine, but he sees her almost every day. So I'm like, okay. So I run home, I go to work, and I'm like, we need to get her to the hospital, like, right now. Something is wrong. And so we take her in. Sure enough, she has the flu, which is, I think it was like such a good reminder of, I mean, not a good reminder. I can say that now because she's fine. She was admitted she's in the hospital for like 5 days. She came home. I was really lucky that I was, you know, able to take off work that day and I didn't have work the next few days. So I was able to spend those days in the hospital with her because, you know, again, COVID times, post-COVID times, they still only allow one visitor right now because the numbers are ticking up. So I was able to just kind of like be with her, and my aunts came later, and then my dad, everyone kind of was able to pitch in and help, which was wonderful. But yeah, it was scary, but a good, you know, a good reminder again of like how easy it is that we take things for granted. Like, even my 95-year-old grandma, like, is normally fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, she gets the flu and you're like, oh God, like, you know, you're panicking. But she is a stubborn ass Italian woman. I'm like,
she is.
She is stubborn. She's like, I'm not gonna let the flu take me down. If I'm gonna be taken down, it's not gonna be by the flu. So let's go. So she's doing much better now, thank God. But, you know, something that you said earlier really like resonated with me when you were talking about how you've just been exhausted. I don't know what it is, but like, since my grandma was in the hospital for those few days, you know, I was with her in the hospital, and you know how it is when you're the nurse, like when the nurses know that there's family in the room, that's a nurse or a doctor.
You're an FNP.
Well, yes, but you know, when you're in the hospital room as like the family or the friend, you are on, like, you are asking all the questions. Yeah. I was like, I was providing, I don't want to say providing her care, but it's like, of course I'm going to be the one to like take her to the bathroom and clean her up and make sure that her IV is good because it makes her more comfortable. Like, I'm not going to have some tech that she's never seen before, like, take her to the bathroom. So, you know, I think like being like quote unquote on, but also like emotionally starting to like, you know, be really scared. Like, is my grandma going to make it? Like, you know, what's going to happen? Like, is she going to be okay? Like, am I going to be the one in the room with her if things go south? I have been sleeping nonstop since she came home. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, it's not like I wasn't sleeping those nights in the hospital. Like, I would go home and get like sleep, but yeah, I wasn't resting. So I love what you said, that to just like, maybe we just need to lean in to rest. Like, when you're going through something emotional, whether it's a breakup or, you know, someone sick or whatever it is, just because you're not running a marathon, you are emotionally draining yourself and you're allowed to rest. And so I've kind of just been the last few days trying to be a little bit easier on myself because I'm like, no, like, you have to, you know, get this done and do this. Like, but I'm like, you know what? You're just emotionally catching up. You finally feel like safe enough, like you said, to rest and to just kind of get back to your baseline. And yeah, I love that you said that because I feel like it's almost like giving me permission too, where it's like, no, like, you were really scared. Like, you were worried. Like, you were worried. You were
really scared. Your nervous system was like, wait.
So it's like, let yourself rest for a few days after. Like, that's okay. I also saw, you know, for anyone that's listening, if you've kind of been feeling this as well, I saw a really helpful post from one of our past guests, Ali Maz, one of our favorite humans in the entire world.
Yes.
Please go listen to her episode. Ali is a renowned yoga instructor. She teaches mindfulness, meditation. She's just absolutely incredible. And she's been posting recently about, stop putting summer expectations on your winter body. And I was like, oh, I love that. Like, why are you acting like it's summer when your body is craving winter? And like, I want to just like everyone to like, think about that for a second. Like, we are mammals. We're just like, you know, every other animal. We go through different seasons. And in the winter, like, you can allow yourself to rest more and to go inside more and not feel like you have to, you know, do all the things. Like, winter is a time for introspection and for rest. So don't put the summer expectations on your winter self. I loved that.
I love that. No, I mean, it makes so much sense, though. I mean, like, most mammals hibernate during the winter, you know? And I may have, like, mentioned this on the pod before, but there was, like, a study that injected some sort of, like, adrenaline into trees so that they, like, into redwoods or something like that, so that they would keep, like, blooming or whatever they're doing, not blooming, but, like, stay, like, alive. I'm using quotation marks here, during like the winter season, and they died because they're supposed, like, everything is supposed to have a period of rest to get ready for like the next seasons. And I love Allie. That makes so much sense. Like, stop acting like it's summer when it's winter. I love that.
She actually also was sharing about this book that I actually have this book. It's been sitting on my, like, somewhere buried deep in my nightstand for years. It's, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Wintering: The Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times by Catherine May. It's very, it's like pretty well known.
Okay.
Maybe we should read that. Maybe we should make that our little like WOMED
book club.
Book club. You and I just, okay. I think this would be a good time for you and I to read this. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to join in, maybe they can read too. But it's not just about like embracing the actual season of winter. It's kind of like how to take those principles into when you are going through difficult times or like dealing mm-hmm. with grief or a massive change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Like, but we love you, Allie, if you're listening.
If you're listening, we love you. Okay, I have, just because I love following along and hearing your stories, like, about your students, how is teaching going? Like, what are they doing right now? What are they learning?
Oh my gosh.
Do I'm they know so what way to put in the stethoscope buds now?
I did go over that again. I did go over how to put the stethoscope in.
And what way a nasal cannula
and make
goes
sure that's on the right up. Side. Yes. Literally, yes. So, okay, where are we? I am teaching three different groups. I'm trying to think, what are we doing? Right now, the main class I'm teaching is health assessment. And so I'm laughing. We just went over this week the head, ears, nose, and throat health assessment. So how to assess just briefly eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and lymphatic. And so I actually had to brush up on my lymph nodes because they actually mm-hmm. do have to like test out and say where the different lymph nodes are. So going all the way like occipital to post-auricular, pre-auricular, parotid, submandibular, submental. So I had to kind of actually like, and I'm like, oh God, now they're listening and don't know that I know these by like off the top of my head. I had to go back and I was like, wait, where are the I was like, what are the names for all these? So I had to go back and like check myself on where all the lymph nodes were.
But that's just nursing in general. That's medicine in general. You always have to like,
because honestly, Danielle, like, bedside adult nurses are not checking your lymph nodes. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, that's like a presenting symptom, right? And that's unless a presenting you symptom. Have it like sticking out of your neck, we're probably not going to be as concerned about it. We're like, yeah,
unless
we expect
something
them
going
to be
on.
Inflamed.
And then like some of them like were like checking out each other's and some of their lymph nodes are like kind of like enlarged. I'm like, are you sick? Like, do you need to go home? So no, it was fun. But no, I like to make it fun. I'm picturing too, like I always like, we have these like, you know, the mannequins down in the lab when we teach all this stuff.
Yeah, like the sim mans.
They are just the most like creepy, weird looking sim robot thing. And I was like demonstrating on one of them, like where to palpate lymph nodes. And so I had like a group of eight watching me. And we try to make these mannequins look more realistic. So we've been like putting wigs on them. So this, my mannequin had like this like long hair. And next
by
thing lash, you know,
or no by
they're
lash.
Like, the students are like asking me questions, but I'm standing next to the mannequin. And without even noticing, I was like brushing through the mannequin's hair with my fingers. And I noticed, I stopped myself and I was like, and I looked at the students and I was like, oh my God, why am I brushing through this mannequin's hair? I'm like, bleh. I'm like, this is so, what? I was like, did you guys notice how I was doing that? And they were like, yeah. I was like, mortified. I'm like touching it. Like, it's like Hello, Clarice, or whatever that creepy voice. Yeah, no. So keep me away from the mannequins, I guess, is like the end of this. This is the end of that.
Oh my God. I needed that laugh. That's amazing.
I'm going to send you guys a picture of this mannequin. It's so creepy. I'm going to post it on Instagram. It's like legit. So it's like nightmare fuel. It's so creepy looking.
Please do. Well, they all are. And then like you can make them like say certain things too. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Yeah. But it's been good. It's nice. I love, again, like, just like you, we are so lucky to be in professions where we genuinely, genuinely love our jobs. I genuinely mm-hmm. love my job. I cannot imagine doing anything else. I get so much from it. And it just, ugh. I like, honestly, I go to work and I don't think like, oh, ugh, I'm going to work. I'm just like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. I have this today. Like time to get dressed and time to go. I never dread going to work. It's like, it's such a privilege, such a blessing. Other than that, Riot Healers is kind of making a little comeback. I had to take, you know, a few months. I think this always happens in the winter, like around mm-hmm. the holidays. I get really overwhelmed because it's still like a very busy time for school. Like it's a busy time for my actual job. Mm-hmm. And I try to keep up with Riot Healers because the holidays are supposed to be like a big time for small businesses that sell anything. But it just always is like a really overwhelming time for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, realistically, just also like was a really shitty end of 2023, like ever since, you know, October 7th with what's going on mm-hmm. with Palestine and in Israel. And it's just, it's been shitty. And it just felt like a weird time also to be online with a small business trying to like sell things to people. It just didn't feel good. It did not feel right. And so I kind of took a step back from a lot of social media, as I know a lot of people did. So I took kind of a step back, honestly, like a lot of November, December, January. And now I finally feel refreshed. I feel mm-hmm. like my creative juices are coming back. I feel inspired. I have a really like fun and silly collection coming out that is about like cat moms and dog moms and about pasta queens. Like literally it's so random, but I'm like, what makes me happy? What fulfills my creative soul? And so they're just like silly things that make me happy. So a lot of it's about like food, like pasta is my love language. Pizza mm-hmm. is my love language. Like just like funny, silly designs and things. And then I have another collaboration coming up with Liz Plank, who is like my absolute, like I'm such an admirer of hers.
You manifested the collaboration so hard.
I know.
I saw her in a Riot Healers jacket. I know. I was like, she did it. That's amazing. Like I could cry. I was so proud of you.
I know. We have a collaboration coming out for her film that has to do with disability rights and disability advocacy and ableism, and the collection is going to be awesome. So I'm good. I feel like I have these creative projects that are really fulfilling my soul during this like hard winter. So it's
good. I'm so proud of you.
I'm good. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Gosh, Jack, I just really love doing these episodes with you. Like these like solo little catch up, meaningful mental health check-ins. It reminds me of like our macho moments that we used to do when we were just trying to figure out what works.
R.I.P. macho moments.
R.I.P.
We'll bring them back.
Oh, but thank you guys so much for continuing to tune in and listen to the WOMED. If you didn't listen to last week's episode yet, we had a two-part series with the amazing Dr. Danielle Bilardo on talking through Ozempic and the stigmas around that, but like how it's actually helping a lot of like cardiac patients. You got to listen to it. It's so good. I won't recap it here. We did it two parts, but you know, every like, share, review of the podcast helps us out so much, and we just love you. Thank you so much for continuing on with us.
Absolutely. We are so grateful that you're here. We will catch you next Friday. On that note, WOMED
out.